echte ervaring.
You are listening to That Digital Show, a digital transformation podcast presented by Google Cloud to help organizations grow business value in a digital world. Episode 18, Happy Birthday Apigee. On this episode, we'll reflect and celebrate the last 10 years of Apigee and predict what the next 10 years of API management might look like. Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening. I'm Chris Hood, a digital strategist at Google Cloud, and joining me today is a full group of people to celebrate an exciting event for us, the 10-year anniversary of Apigee. I'm going to give everyone the opportunity to introduce themselves, and we'll be joined throughout the episode with more team members as we reflect on the last 10-plus years and what the next 10-plus years might look like. Welcome, Alicia, Warren, Carol. How's everyone doing?
Doing great. How about yourself, Chris?
Excellent. Welcome, Warren.
Doing really well.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah. Alicia, how long have you been with Apigee?
I guess it's coming up on 5 years. So, you know, half of the journey for the organization.
Warren?
I've been with Apigee for 9 years now. So almost the whole 10-year lifespan.
And Carol?
Wow, Warren, you predate me. You're an old guy. This is going on my 8th year, if I'm doing my math correctly.
Yeah, and I think if I did my math correctly, I was a customer of Apigee, and then I became an employee. And I think combined, that's about 6 years. So we're all kind of spread out throughout this entire history. It's great.
Actually, Chris, you were my customer.
I was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was working for Fox Broadcasting, and we conducted this thing at the time we called a blueprint. And Carol came in to conduct that. As I sat there, I was like, what's this? What are we doing? Ah.
Yeah, but you picked up quickly. You got that strategy in your head, and you were really successful in getting Apigee deployed across your enterprise. That was awesome, Chris.
It was fun. I fell in love with the product, and obviously I've come along for the journey along the way. Let's see here. Just a couple of thoughts. I don't think many people know, but Apigee actually started off earlier than 10 years ago. We have our roots in a company called Sonoa Systems, which started around 2004. And that's ultimately the company that became Apigee. Anybody remember that?
Yeah, I do.
It was an appliance business, right? Sonoa sold a edge networking appliance.
Yeah, it was an actual like physical box that they would build. I believe Sonoa Systems came out of Cisco. What was interesting is that when I first joined Apigee, I actually joined from Cisco. So one of the first interactions I had with our then CEO at the time, Chet, was really talking about sort of the history of where Apigee came from and how, as Alicia mentioned, you know, it really started of building the quote unquote, you know, appliance with a physical hardware and then seeing sort of the need of how the API market was really an area that there was getting a lot of traction. And that's sort of where they completely shifted the company into moving that direction. So very fascinating story.
Hey, everybody, this is Ray here. Happy 10th birthday, Apigee. I love APIs.
Here's an article that was on Cloud Avenue in March 2009, Sonoa Systems, the gatekeeper to your cloud services. And the article goes on to say, when explaining to me the technology behind their solutions and how it can be used to manage the cloud-based services, the first thing that struck me was the power of their technology that can be tapped by the enterprises to deploy and manage the so-called private clouds. The tools offered by Sonoa make it extremely easy for the enterprises to embrace a cloud-based system, either from a public cloud provider or by using the private cloud inside their own data centers. That was the root. I mean, this is 2009 when cloud strategies were really just starting. Carol, I think we can agree that Apigee has often been really at the start of a lot of interesting technologies around API.
Absolutely, Chris. Early in the day, and to this day, we still do, we touted that Apigee is a multi-cloud platform and cloud agnostic, right? So we could work on any type of cloud, especially in the early days when AWS, Microsoft Azure, GCP, were all just coming to fruition. That's always been the basis of our strategy, and it continues to be the basis of our strategy. Although I think in the next 10 years, we're going to be able to incorporate a lot of the advanced Google technology to really make our Apigee platform spin.
Yeah, I mean, just to add to that too, I mean, I remember in the really early days, if you were to look at our customer base, on-premise was really the way to go at that time. You know, a lot of our customers was very hesitant on, I mean, not only the concept of APIs, but just, you know, trusting this, at that time, this thing called a cloud service and the fact that we will manage, you know, a lot of that, you know, infrastructure for the customer. And so over the last 10 years, you've really seen that shift where even just from a comfort level perspective of moving from, you know, the actual physical racked hardware that the customer would own into more of this cloud SaaS type model that we're seeing a lot today.
Yeah, and you mentioned that two of our first customers were Netflix and Walgreens, both which appear at face value to be completely different types of companies, but they both had a very similar problem, which was, you know, the governance around API management and trying to find ways to streamline application modernization and things like that. Again, we're talking about this in 2009, over 10 years ago.
When you think of it, those two companies are pretty visionary. If you think of Netflix, back in the day, Netflix was still distributing physical discs, right? So that you could rent a movie or whatnot. If you fast forward to 2021 now, they're streaming everything. There's no such thing as a physical disc or physical media by which you would watch a show or a movie. And that streaming service, that's done all through APIs. It's really important to have the governance around it, as you mentioned, Chris, and making sure that there's a high level of security. But just as important is the traffic management that needs to go on top of that. And so I foresee a lot more of that streaming service, a lot more of that capability to just get on and get online and get access to whatever your needs are. In fact, that's where the retail services are going now, especially with this pandemic. I don't really go into the stores anymore. I just get online and buy whatever I want. It's awesome. And then it shows up at my doorstep. And by the way, I can also track where it is in its journey to come to my house so that I could be here when the package arrives. I mean, it's phenomenal how much things have changed between 10 years ago and today.
So here's our press release from August 2009, when Sonoa Systems first introduced Apigee as a platform. And it says, Sonoa Systems Incorporated, an innovative provider of industry strength API management and cloud governance solutions for leading enterprises, SaaS, and media companies, today announced the preview launch of Apigee, a website that provides analytics, protection, and control for APIs and mashups. Apigee enables API providers to understand usage, protect their applications, and enforce API terms of use, while developers using APIs can use Apigee to get visibility into the actual service levels of the APIs they consume. And I'm kind of chuckling as I'm reading this because it sounds so simple back then. And it goes on, Apigee's basic service is free and available today for up to 10,000 API calls per hour. And the amount of traffic, so for those of you who don't know, last year in 2020, we generated globally 2.2 trillion API calls. So seeing these numbers again and the description kind of makes me chuckle. Alicia, what do you think?
I think there's still so much more work to do. You know, I sometimes reflect on as we move around our worlds and we encounter all sorts of friction and disjointed experiences. Like Carol saying that she's moved to online shopping. I have done that as so many others have, but it's still harder than it should be to find stuff and buy stuff and even anticipate when you need stuff. All these things are points of friction. It'd be great to see those solved. So there's still so much work to do. I think we're going to have so much more volume in the future as the world is increasingly enabled with APIs.
So speaking of volume, I was actually talking to one of my customers, and even online, there are still disjointed experiences. And one of my customers was talking about the next generation where you may be buying a car online, right? So if you buy a car, you also have to have perhaps a car loan. And of course, you have to have car insurance. In today's world, you actually have to go to three different websites. Again, a disjointed experience. If you were able to streamline that, so in the process of buying a car, you also get in the same site the opportunity to get a loan and the opportunity to buy insurance, then you will have improved upon that user experience. Chris, you asked about what's happening in the next 10 years. I think that's less than 10 years, but I'm hoping that that experience from a user standpoint actually comes sooner than that. And I think a lot of our customers are actually looking to do that.
Hi, I'm Ginny Coleman. I just wanted to say happy birthday, Apogee. This is such an exciting milestone, and congrats to the hardworking team. Keep up the great work.
One of the other stats that I see here in 2011, so this is our 10-year mark, when Sonoa Systems became Apogee, we rebranded ourselves to officially become Apogee. The article on ZDNet here in 2011 says that currently we were doing 2,500 gigabytes of data per month and 25,000 messages are processed per second on Apogee. As I just mentioned, we're up to 2.2 trillion globally. To your point, we are seeing API traffic continue to grow. This isn't just like it's going to become a static number. Everything we engage with has an API behind it. In every facet of our life, we have an API that is helping us get through the day. Everything from the moment you wake up to order a coffee, to ordering your groceries, to what we're seeing materialize in vehicles and schools and everything else. Those numbers are only going to continue to increase. And to both Alicia and Carol's point, I don't even think we're a fraction of the way to where I think we're going to see API traffic in the next 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, it is fascinating to see the evolution and the mindset of APIs in general. So, you know, kind of going back once again to the early days of Apogee, you know, specifically in the roles that this team played, a lot of the messaging we were talking with customers about at that time was why they should build APIs and why APIs were the future. And over the years, it was really fascinating to see that initial pitch of trying to sell this concept of APIs and the importance of it really shifted to now the customers in our cases, our conversations now, they're already on board. They already know the importance of APIs. They already know, you know, how APIs can help improve their business and really drive revenue and things like that. And so the mentality and the adoption of it over the last 10 years has really grown. And to your point, Chris, you know, it's only going to continue to grow because as people look at the markets and see, you know, what their competitors are doing, APIs are an essential part of their business.
Happy 10th birthday, Apogee.
Happy birthday, Apogee. It's the big double digits. Can't wait to see what the next 10 years bring.
Happy birthday, Apogee. Here's to another 10 years.
Happy birthday, Apogee.
Happy 10th birthday, Apogee.
Happy birthday, Apogee.
A very happy 10th birthday, Apogee.
Wish you very, very happy birthday, Apogee.
Feliz décimo cumpleaños, Apogee.
Happy 10th birthday, Apogee. It's been fun growing up with you.
Junishan Rekwala, Apogee.
Happy 10th birthday, Apogee.
Happy 10th birthday, Apogee.
Birthday, Apogee.
Happy birthday, Apogee. Wish the team many more years of success and growth.
Happy birthday, Apogee.
Happy birthday, Apogee.
Happy 10th birthday, Apogee.
Happy birthday, Apogee. I'm happy to realize that I was with Apogee for a third of his life. Let's keep the good work going.
Happy birthday, Apogee.
Happy 10th birthday, Apogee.
Happy 10th birthday, Apogee.
Happy birthday, Apogee.
Happy 10th anniversary, Apogee. Here's to the next decade.
Happy birthday, Apogee.
Happy birthday, Apogee. Cheers to 10 leaders of market leadership.
Happy 10th birthday, Apogee.
Happy birthday, Apogee. That's 10 years, 120 months, and 3,652 days of market leadership. Here's to the next decade.
Happy 10th birthday, Apogee!
Happy 10th birthday, Apogee!
So now we've got somebody else joining us for this show. Matt Steele, welcome. How long have you been with Apogee?
Awesome. Thanks, Chris. Let's see. I think I've been with Apogee now almost 9 years. It's been a while. It's been a fun time.
When did you first meet Warren?
Let's see. I met Warren in the Palo Alto office. We were working on a customer account together. Actually, we teamed up and we were going up to Seattle to meet with a customer. It was a good time. I remember Warren had some great experience that he was sharing with that customer, which really hit home with them. And Warren ended up taking me out to all these dim sum restaurants. I'd never really been to a legit dim sum restaurant until I met Warren and we went out in Seattle.
I mean, that's really the value I provide to our engagements, really. The team is eating well. But it's funny, Matt mentioned the old Palo Alto office. You know, one interesting note there was this predated when Apogee had an office of its own out in San Jose. And I would remember that the elevator in the building would break constantly. And so on more than one occasion, we would have customers, like, you know, pretty high up people would visit us and would get stuck in the elevators with our CEO. So I would assume they would just essentially have their meeting that they were planning to in the elevator at the time.
The question is was that on accident?
Yeah.
I mean, if you really want to get stuck with the CEO in an elevator,
yeah,
here's your elevator pitch.
There was a secret button you could press and it would just stop right mid-floor and you could talk for the next 45 minutes while you waited for the fire department to come.
This is Nick Amelia. I just wanted to say happy birthday and congratulations on a decade of shaping how we interact with our modern day tools and processes.
It's interesting. Matt mentioned a customer, one of his first customers that he was working on. He didn't mention who it was, but that's okay. Alicia, who was the first customer you worked with and what was the general problem?
Yeah, no, it's interesting. The first customer I worked with was a healthcare provider. And I guess they had been a customer for about 6 months. And the great thing about them is they had a leader that was really motivated, really smart, had a vision for how their business could really change and how patient outcomes and health outcomes could be massively improved if they could just better leverage all the assets they had in their business. And he had a really strong sponsor in the leadership of the organization and the senior leadership. So we were able to achieve a fair bit. And keep in mind, this is an organization that belonged to an industry that was notorious for it being difficult to get things done. There was a lot of people across the organization that we would work with that just saw APIs as technical IT jargon. But once this director was able to come in and paint this vision of what the art of what's possible, you know, we're able to get quite a bit of traction. So it was an exciting period. It certainly was tough getting things done there, but I'm quite proud of the fact that they were able to get a few innovative things done within their business.
Warren, between then and now, when you went in to talk to a customer and you spoke about the value of APIs, how has that conversation changed between the last 10 years?
Yeah, I kind of alluded to it earlier, but you know, back in the old days, you know, when we would show up in the room, you know, they would look at APIs as purely as a means of integration, right? So they weren't really thinking of like the concept of productization, the concept of even things like monetization was very foreign to them. And so a lot of our messaging back in those days was really focusing on why APIs are important, why they should think of it differently than how they may have traditionally thought of, you know, from a point-to-point integration perspective. So a lot of the messaging that we had was around, you know, the, once again, it's something we still use today, the whole digital value chain and really kind of explaining where a lot of their focus was on back-end and exposure and really kind of shifting that mindset to building something that is friendly to the actual consumer. So a lot of the convincing, if you will, was around that messaging. Now, fast forward to today, when we would show up, the customer already has that notion, right? I think that the world of mobile applications and really, you know, how fast these quick startups are starting has really kind of driven at home, where they want to, they know that they need to provide their services in such a way where the person that's working out of their garage can very easily integrate with them and wants to integrate with them, because the competition is just so much more now than it was back then. So I would say that's probably the biggest shift that I've seen, is really just the customer's understanding of what APIs are, but also the importance of thinking of it from the viewpoint of the consumer, less so of their internal team and exposing services out to the masses.
And Matt, over the last 10 years, any brilliant success stories, any exciting stories that you want to share? What was one of the first success stories in your career at Apogee?
Oh, gosh, there's been quite a few. I would say I've seen this transition over the last 10 years, right? Though kind of working with a lot of the customers that I started out working with early on, they were running our software internal, right? In their data centers, right? They were running our on-premise software. And 80% of the customers I worked with were running some version of our on-premise software inside their data center. And there's been this massive transition to the cloud. Many of these large enterprise customers that I was working with way back when, running our on-premise software, now they're thinking about, how do I move more and more to the cloud, right? Take advantage of what the cloud has to offer as far as AI, ML capabilities. And how do I do that in a way that I can keep that contract and that interface in place with my partners and make it seamless for them? So it's been kind of an exciting journey, I would say, over the last 8-9 years, watching that transformation happen while keeping those interfaces in place with their partners so their partners can self-service and keep things easy to do. Like Warren said, I think some of the startups were kind of doing that way back when. The enterprises, we've seen that transition now. Everybody's thinking about how to do more in the cloud, but keep those interfaces in place for their partners.
I'm going to hone in on one of the words you said, which was transformation. And I think the concept of digital transformation has also completely evolved over the last 10 years. The mindsets that organizations have had to, again, transform their own cultures to help them digitally transform has been substantial. And Alicia, you were sort of alluding to this where you mentioned there's still a long way for a lot of organizations to go. So maybe a good question is, does digital transformation ever stop? What's the next 10 years of digital transformation?
It's a bad term, digital transformation, in some ways, because it seems to imply that it's a piece of work that you start and you finish. Yeah, I think you're right. Digital transformation never stops. The way I think about it is, in the future, people will be using more technology. Information will be more pervasive across all sorts of devices that today might, you know, aren't enabled with information that in the future might become what we term a smart device. In that world, digital is part of the core of every organization. And indeed, in order to continue to be compelling, relevant to your customers, your employees, your suppliers, etc., you will need to be a digital organization start to finish, and not just complete a digital transformation motion.
Any of those customers who weren't thinking digital before are certainly thinking of it now, especially, you know, after COVID, right? So,
yeah, we never would have predicted COVID 10 years ago. And yet we've seen APIs have helped organizations pivot into the marketplace as fast as they need to. And I think we're going to see more of that over the next 10 years for sure. So before we wrap up, we'll just go around the room. Your 10-year prediction, what does Apogee look like in 10 years? Or what does APIs look like in 10 years? Warren?
Yeah, I think there's definitely going to be, we'll continue to see this trend of moving everything to the cloud. I think with Apogee in particular, when it comes to how we handle APIs in the API management platform, I think there'll be a more focus of this whole end-to-end product suite, right? I mean, kind of expanding beyond just this the notion of APIs, but really looking into things like application building, you know, with our products like AppSheet, things like integrating with additional products with Google and Google Cloud, and really kind of taking the best of both worlds and really making a product that really will help our customers from an end-to-end perspective really kind of achieve what they want to achieve with their business.
Matt?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And I think back, and you mentioned the pandemic, right? I think if the pandemic had happened 10 years ago, before we, many of these customers had transformed, the whole economy would have been in a much worse place, right, than we are now, because we, a lot of companies have transformed themselves and were able to do business virtually, right? What the next 10 years brings is actually kind of really exciting to think about all of the interactions that companies can have with one another and just all of the connected devices, right? When we think about how APIs enable all of the home automation and automated car technology today, what's coming in the next 10 years is super exciting to me. I imagine just the number of API calls will grow, you know, exponentially over the next 10 years. So it's pretty exciting to think about that.
Alicia.
Yeah, Tim Berners-Lee always used to speak about the idea that in the future, information itself becomes intelligent and information is able to choose the best time, the best manner in which to present itself to you to be of maximum utility. That's definitely the trend we're on. We're on a broad trend of information is getting smarter. We're on a broad trend of decreasing information asymmetry. So information is getting more pervasive across every aspect of all businesses and all experiences. And I think APIs plays, you know, as a front row seat to that transformation. I think it might be past 10 years in the future, but I do think we'll start to see increasingly that systems, software becomes smarter enough to go and find the resources it needs to solve different types of problems. You can imagine intelligent software that solves problems with a level of autonomy, and APIs is going to be the fuel that powers that.
When systems grow their own APIs organically, now we'll know we're in the future. Thank you, everyone, for joining today. Appreciate all of your perspectives.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Great to be here. Happy birthday, Apogee.
And thanks to all of you for listening. We'd love to hear from you about your Apogee experience. Send us a short message on our website or throughout social media, all at That Digital Show. And join us for our next episode to learn more about our next generation of API management platforms and tools, Apogee X. Thank you all for listening.